Well, God is good. He knew exactly what to put on my heart to share. He knew exactly what to put on Eddie's heart to share. He knew exactly what songs we need to sing tonight because He is faithful. And He wants to prepare us for things to come. He doesn't want us to be in the dark. He doesn't want us to wander around trying to figure things out on our own. He wants to lead us and guide us and walk us through things that are going on in our lives. Terry and I and Carol and Lindsay, we went to a conference last weekend. It was a really awesome women's conference. And on our way home, it was a very interesting thing. We hit some very, very heavy rain. And I don't know about you, but I'm not usually the person that's driving in the heavy rain. But so me and Terry were riding together, and I was driving my car. And so I was like, well, God's just going to help us to get through this. Because we didn't have another hotel stay. We weren't staying another night. We were going to get home some way or another. And so it's that rain, you know, that you can't see a thing. And then you have the 18-wheelers flying by you, throwing water all over your windshield. I've got one windshield wiper that is going like this. It's like loose, you know. And the other windshield wiper, thankfully, the one that was good was on my side. Because there was times where I could not see the road, and I will be honest. And I was sitting by Terry, so I didn't want to freak her out too much. So I was just kind of under my breath praying. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. We're going to get home. And to be honest, I really had peace through the whole thing. But when you see all this rain, it can, in your mind, freak you out a little bit. And you're like, okay, hydroplane a little bit there. We're okay. You know, hydroplane a little bit on this side, hydroplane a little bit on this side, 18-wheeler. You know, there was a time where the 18-wheeler went by and literally all I could see was the two red dots, like somewhere in the distance. And I'm just praying that I'm on the road, you know, because that's all we could do. And it made me think about the scripture in Matthew. We're going to turn there, Matthew 7. And it made me think about our weather today and yesterday, last night. Sometimes, and the Bible actually promises it, sometimes there will be problems that come our way. There will be circumstances that come our way, but it doesn't change who God is. So let's read in Matthew 7, verse 24 through 27. It says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the wind, we know what about that, beat against the house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rain and floods come and the wind beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. I don't know about you, but I feel like God wants to prepare us to stand strong, even when circumstances around us are crazy. He doesn't want us to crash and burn. He doesn't want our house to collapse. He wants us to have our foundation on Him, on the rock. The rock is Jesus. The rock is God. The rock is His Word. That's who He is. The Word is Him, and He is the Word. God is Him. Jesus is Him. It's all Him. And so He's that rock. And if we're not standing on that rock, then when problems come, it can throw us off course. It can get distracting. We can, you know, fall apart. But I've seen people on both sides of the spectrum. I've seen people where, you know, the problems come and they walk right through it and they have peace through the whole thing and they're okay. And then I've seen the other side of things where a problem comes and they fall apart, they lose their faith, they lose, you know, everything that they ever believed is down the drain. And the difference is a foundation. The word that kept coming to me was steadiness. Steadiness. The quality, this is the definition, the quality of being steady or secure or securely and immovably fixed in a place. I like that, immovably fixed. There's nothing that's going to push you off course. There's nothing that's going to toss you around. It's going to keep you in place. It's going to keep you sure and firm and stable and immovable. And free from wavering back and forth. Have you ever felt like that? Some days I feel like that. As a woman, we know what emotion can be like. An emotion can take you from one place to another place to another place, all in like 5 minutes. But I want to say today that God doesn't want us to go there. We're going to lose a lot of energy and a lot of progress going from here to here all the time. Going on that roller coaster. Up we go, down we go, up we go, down we go. And it's like we never get past that. But God doesn't want us to do that. He doesn't want us to stay there. He wants us to stand firm, stand strong, be immovably fixed, that there is nothing that can come against us, that the enemy can bring against us, that will push us off course, that will push us off the plan that he has for us. Y'all, we have a high calling. God has placed a high calling on each of our lives. And the enemy's job is to push us off course so we won't reach that. And what does he use? He uses circumstances. He uses people. He uses, you know, things that maybe you thought were going to happen and they don't. And sometimes it's just the world we live in. It's not even him doing anything. It's just we live in a fallen world with fallen people that, you know, we live in a world that's deteriorating. You know, if your AC breaks down, that's not necessarily the enemy. It's just because it's old. You know, I mean, like, I moved into a house with a 20-year-old AC and it broke. Well, that wasn't the enemy. It just wore out, you know. But there are things like that that happen on a regular basis. And to be honest, 2015 for me and Nate was a hard year for us. And I'm going to be real. Can I be real? Let's be real. Because we don't have to put our church face on when we come to church. All we have to do is come with an open heart and allow God to heal us of things that are going on in our lives. And it's okay to address the issues. We just can't stay there. You know, we have to address it in order to even receive healing for it. Nate and I, for whatever reason, we've never experienced health issues on a regular basis. You know, a cold here, a cold there. And God has been faithful all of our lives with that. And recently in 2014, y'all know that Nate had a surgery on his knee. He tore his ACL. And that was a surprise to all of us. We didn't know that that would happen. Of course, he's playing basketball. Thinks so cool and young. He can play basketball. But he tore his ACL. It was a surprise. We prayed about it. We said, Lord, what do you want us to do? We felt like surgery was the option for him. It was tore completely in half, you know, and he had surgery, and it was, you know, a recovery process. Don't you know that we all go through recovery processes, and we have to trust God through the whole thing? But just because he had health issues, does that change what the Word of God says? No. The Word of God is truth. And we can experience a lot of things on this earth, but it doesn't change the truth of the word. It doesn't change the truth of the gospel. The gospel is Jesus came, he redeemed us, He took on the pain, the sickness, the sorrow on himself. And we know this to be true. I've seen through Nate's hand, my own hands, miracles of any kind. And there is nothing that can stir me or push me away from that. But the recovery process for Nate was probably about 6 months. So we went into the 2015 with that. And then just a couple months later, he hurt his back. And I'm like, you're falling apart. What's wrong with you? But you're only 36. What's going on? And so he hurt his back moving some furniture. Tell him he's not He-Man or Superman. He thinks he is. But he hurt his back, and he's had issues with that. And the thing, it's been interesting trying to help him through that process, because he knows all the word. He knows what faith is. He knows how to receive from God. And for whatever reason, he's had some struggles there. But the thing that both of us realize is, no matter what the circumstances say, no matter what our body or symptoms are saying, the word of God stands true. He is faithful to complete his word. He's already done it. All we have to do is receive it. And I think we make that such an easy process. Let's just receive, you know. And I think sometimes the enemy comes in and he creates doubt. He creates, you know, what's wrong with me kind of thoughts. But the truth is, it doesn't change what his word says. And we're still in the process of recovery with his back and what what's going on with that. Even today, he had an issue where he had to go to the doctor, and his pain was a high in pain. And I'm like, ha, 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 on the devil, because I'm speaking tonight, and I knew that that was going to happen today, because last night we had just a time together. We always pray together about issues and things, but we just happened to have a little extra time last night and chose to speak the word to each other and pray over his back again, stand on the word. And today, what does the enemy do? He brings about symptoms. He brings about pain. But I want us to realize we can be steady in the middle of chaos. We can be steady in the middle of problems and things going on around us. We can be steady when everybody else is freaking out and there's chaos. And everybody else is saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We can have peace. We can trust him. He's faithful. The truth is, I learned a long time ago, about this big, that God was faithful. And that hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I have seen him do mighty things. And so I know that we're just walking through this process, trusting him along the way. And we're going to see the miracle. We're going to see the manifestation of his complete healing. And so I love in Psalms 112:7, and I didn't tell you this one, I'm sorry, Noah. It says, they will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. We're not going to fear bad news, because bad news doesn't change who God is. Bad news can come, but that doesn't change who God is. I'm telling you, we have nothing to fear. Jesus has already won the victory for us. He's already taken that for us. So we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear. There's no news that's so bad that God can't take care of it. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. I want to be steadfast. What about you? I want to be planted and have a foundation and deep roots, that when the storms come, They're just going to rustle some leaves a little bit, but they're not going to knock us over. I want to be steadfast. And that's, God has put steadfastness in us. That's part of the fruits of the Spirit, faithfulness. Steadfastness, faithfulness, He put it in us, and so we can tap into steadfastness. You know what? When things get rough, when people do crazy things around us, we don't have to give up. We don't have to bail. We can stay strong. We can stay with what the Word says and have peace. His Word is true. He is not a liar. Is He a man that He should lie? No. God is not a liar. He is so trustworthy and so truthful. He is the Spirit of truth. He sent the Holy Spirit for the very purpose of being our helper, for the very purpose of strengthening us, for the very purpose of helping us walk through things, preparing us for things, telling us things to come. That's part of the Holy Spirit's job. That's why He said, Jesus, you got to come back up here, and I'm going to send a Holy Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to be the Spirit of truth, to guide us, to lead us. Thank God. I want to read in Jeremiah chapter 17, starting with verse 1. It says, I take that back, not starting with verse 1, starting with verse 5. It says, this is what the Lord says. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength and turn their hearts away from the Lord. They are like stunted shrubs in the desert with no hope for the future. They will live in barren wilderness and in an uninhabited, salty land. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they will never stop producing fruit. Isn't that good? I want to be that tree planted by the riverbank that my roots are deep, deep, deep. And I'm not bothered by heat or even drought. See, that's what a tree has to worry about, heat or drought, you know, or disease or something like that. But he's not even bothered by it. And I love this part. It says it'll stay green and never stop producing fruit. Because you know what? The enemy's plan is to come against us to stop us from fulfilling God's plan. So he wants to stop us from producing fruit. But if you stay strong and you stay steadfast in what you know is true, then you will continue going forward and you'll continue producing fruit. That foundation has to be there, though. So in times where things are going okay, What's your job to do? Start building that foundation. And how do we build that foundation? Getting in the Word. Getting in His presence. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Believing Him for things. Seeing Him do those things. And trusting Him in every circumstance. Being obedient when He tells us to do something. Making that foundation strong is so important. For me personally, I am very thankful that my parents took me to church at a very young age. They were not Christians necessarily that showed a lot of their faith outside of church, but they took me to church. And I learned about how to believe God for things at a very young age. And I tell you, that has kept me strong in times where I felt like I should be freaking out at this point. And maybe I did freak out for a minute. And then I realized, wait a minute, I don't need to be freaking out. You know, God's got this. But he has shown himself faithful over my life. I mean, I wish we had, you know, several hours for me to share my whole testimony. But at a very young age, I'll just share a little bit if I can without sharing everything. But at a very young age, my mom started exhibiting mental health issues, and she was very afraid of everything, very worried all the time. And so her mind wasn't stayed on the word. Her mind was stayed on those thoughts and those worries. And it continued as I got older to be, you know, continue to get worse and worse when it comes to her mind. And I was probably 11 years old when all my sisters all of a sudden left the house. My dad worked 14 hours and was hardly ever home. And some weeks it was 2 weeks gone and 2 weeks home and 2 weeks gone and 2 weeks home. So that left me and my little brother to care for my mom, to take care of my mom, plus take care of ourselves. And she had so much fear. I will say it was an unstable environment. It was unstable. It was not stable whatsoever. You know, one day may be good, another day maybe we're going somewhere crazy. And I'll tell you what kept me. It was Jesus. He was my best friend. He was the one I relied on. Because it said in Jeremiah, it says, cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength. The truth is, our trust is not in people. It can't be in people. They are going to fail us. They're going to disappoint us. They're going to hurt us. Not on purpose all the time, but it's going to happen at some point. But if our trust is in the Lord completely and wholly, then when things happen, it's like, okay, that happened. And I'm sure there's some things you're going to have to work through with that. But your trust isn't in them. Your trust is in Him. You know, when the doctor comes in and tells you the cancer diagnosis, your trust isn't in the doctor. Your trust isn't in the medicine, even though you walk through the process. But your trust is in Him. He is the healer. He is the faithful one. And from a very young age, I realized, God, He is my refuge. When there's times of trouble, He's the one I got to run to. I can't run from Him and try to find refuge somewhere else. When I try to find refuge somewhere else is what gets me in trouble. You know? If we try to find refuge in a person, they can't be our refuge. If we try to find refuge in, you know, in an addiction of some kind, ultimately that is not a refuge. You may feel good for a moment, but it'll put you in bondage. Our refuge is in Him alone. He is the rock. He is our safety. He is our everything. And that's what it looks like to walk in knowing Him as your foundation and as your rock. You'll be able to walk through situations and be steady. The only reason I'm steady today is because of Jesus Himself. Otherwise, I'd be in the loony bin, too. I mean, I'm serious. I'm completely serious. I know that's funny, but like I know I would not be standing here today if it hadn't been for Jesus. I know that's our testimony. That's all of our testimony. If it hadn't been for Jesus, I would not be alive. If it hadn't been for Jesus, I would not be sane. If it hadn't been for Jesus, I would not be standing here in the position I am today, because it was Him that walked me through those issues that I dealt with. And so, as a young kid, Jesus, I'll be completely honest. I didn't have anybody else to rely on. There was no one else. You look around and guess what? There's no one. You know? He was my only hope. He was my only confidence. He was the only thing I could rely on. And I'll tell you, he was faithful. He was faithful to bring me through. He was faithful. He walked me through when I was young and I could not read very good. I was a slow reader. And I was in the slow reader class. They had all these animals for readers. It was like bears and eagles. I knew I was in like the bears or something because it was like really the lowest one. They had all these levels. Do you remember this back in the day? I was like, I was definitely not in the eagles group. So I was in the bear group. And, you know, I knew I was struggling. And I didn't have necessarily my parents to help me with that at the time. So I said, God, what can I do? Help me. Help me to read better. You created reading, so help me. Show me what to do. And you know what he told me? He said, start reading the Bible out loud. So I'd start reading the Bible to myself out loud. And over time, I tell you, I became a fluent reader. He is faithful. When you don't know something, he's got the answer. When you're alone and there is no one to rely on, all of your friends, all of your family has left you, he's still there. He's still walking you through the process. He's still holding your hand. He's still your helper. He's still your advocate. He's still your strengthener. He's still your guide. I think a lot of times we feel alone in this world. I mean, am I the only one? You feel alone because you don't have maybe that presence that you feel of his on a regular basis. But I promise you, the word is true, and he's with you. He's with you to the end of the age. If this world gets any crazier, which it will, he's with us. Where our confidence is not in our spouse, it's not in our job, it's not in the government, it's not in a certain politician, it's not in our money, it's not in any of those things. It's in him alone. And we have to keep that right, because a lot of times we'll get off on this side or that side. But the word keeps us right. What it does is, as you're reading it, it's pumping truth into your soul and into your mind. It's pumping that truth. And as it pumps in that truth, those thoughts that are off away from what the word says, it pumps them out. That's what it does. It filters our minds. And so if you find yourself, you know, desperate, make God your refuge. I think about, you know, he many times in the Bible he says that he's like a mother hen who gathers his chicks under his wings. He's got that love for us, that he's going to protect us. He's going to keep us close to him, and he's going to take care of us no matter what's going on around. He'll keep us close. He'll keep us as his own. I want to read in Psalm 62. We're going to start with verse 1. And we'll skip around a little bit, but Psalm 62, verse 1. I wait quietly before the Lord, for my victory comes from him. Y'all, our victory comes from him. No one else. It comes from him. Verse 2. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. skip down to verse 5. Let all that I am wait quietly before the Lord, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. He says it twice. I think that's kind of important. My victory and honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Oh, my people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge. I think of it like this. I don't know if you've ever seen like a cave or a cliff where the rock is all the way up and it kind of goes over enough that you can find shelter underneath it. And I think of like the wind, the waves, the tornadoes, whatever's going on around here. You can run to Him and find that refuge in Him. You can be under His armor and His strength. He is our salvation. And there is nothing on this earth, nothing in any spiritual realm that can take us away from Him. There is nothing that can separate us from Him. Not one thing. Not even the enemy. Not even every bad circumstance you could ever come up with or imagine. It can't take us away from Him. If I go down there, He's with me. If I go over there, He's with me. If I go over there, He's with me. If I go down to the valley of the shadow of death, He's with me. You know, I mean, there's nowhere you can go and Him not be there. He's with me. He's my salvation. He's my hope. He's my confidence. And I trust in no one else. No one. I hate it. I mean, I wish we could just like rely completely on, you know, our spouse or our friends or, you know, even our pastors to completely be it for us. But they can't. They're imperfect. They're trusting in God just like you and me. We're trusting in God, you know. He alone is our hope. And there's times where, I'm telling you, there's circumstances that are bad and bleak. And you may lose hope, but you'll find it in Him. You just got to run to Him. Don't run from Him. Run to Him. I think I want to read it in the same verse that's in Matthew. I want to read it in Luke. It's just the same story, but it says it just a little bit differently, and I thought it was really good. I want to read it, and then we're going to pray. Is that all right? Luke 6, verse 46. It says, so why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say? I will show you what it's like when someone comes to me. Listen to my teaching and then follow. Sorry, go ahead. Let's see. I will show you what it's like when someone comes to me, listens to my teaching, and then follows it. It is like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on solid rock. When the flood waters rise and break against the house, it stands firm because it is well built. But anyone who hears and doesn't obey is like the person who builds a house without a foundation. When the floods sweep down against the house, it will collapse into a heap of ruins. I love that part that says it digs deep and lays the foundation on solid rock. He is our solid rock. The Word is our solid rock. Jesus is our solid rock. But we, our job is to dig deep and to allow Him to build the foundation in us. He can't build the foundation in us without our cooperation. We've got to actually receive the Word and then start doing it. And as we do it, he starts laying the foundation. I know for me, like, my foundation started at a young age, but it doesn't mean that it's done. You know? And there's times where maybe you get shaken, and there's circumstances that come your way, and you get shaken a little bit, and you got to go back. Oh, yeah. This is what the Word says. This is what He is for me. He is my refuge. He's my strength. He's not a liar. His Word is true. It works in my life. He is good. He is faithful. He's brought me through this, and He's brought me through that, and He's going to bring me through this. My current circumstances, He's going to bring me through it. But our job is also to take authority over the enemy. See, the enemy has no place. And when circumstances come, if it's a kill, steal, and destroy circumstance, we know who is it from. And Jesus Himself gave us full authority over the enemy and all of his stuff, all of his plans, full authority. And so not only should we build our foundation, but we got to take our authority. Everything that happens in your life is not supposed to happen. That is a lie from the enemy. We don't have to take it as our own. We reject those things that come from the enemy, and we tell him where to go. Go back to where he came from. Because he can't put stuff on my family. I don't know about you, but I think you feel the same way. He's not going to put stuff on your family either. He's not going to harm your family or my family. He's not going to take us out or take us down because we have a calling. We've got to reach people. We've got to do what he's called us to do. Preach the gospel to every nation. That's part of my job. That's part of your job. That's what we're doing here. And everything he does is try to push us off that course. And he tries to paralyze us or keep us, away from that. And I find the times where he hits me the hardest is the times where I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And he's trying to stop me. But he's not. He can't. We have full authority over him. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray. And we're going to take authority of the enemy and his plans against us. And we're also going to ask God to help us to always go to him as our refuge. Because he's our place of safety. And there is nothing else that can be our place of safety. No medicine. No anything. No person. No relationship. They're not our safety. And then we're going to ask him, help us to build a strong foundation in him. He's the rock that we're building it on. And so we're just trusting him with that. So we're going to end our service tonight with some prayer.